Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. My guest this morning is Patricia Flavin, who is the head of marketing at Beaulieu of America. How are you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a little while since we've talked, and I wanted to call and catch up with some things that you guys have got going on. I did run into some of your crowd down at the CCA meeting a couple weeks ago. And before we get into some of the things that's been going on with you, let me ask you, I know a lot of people have been tuned into the economy and how that's affected the retailers out there. Just to remind everybody, I think everybody knows, but Beaulieu of America is the largest privately held producer of carpet. We had you in 08, we had you just under $1 billion in retail, so you're a very strong player in the carpet business. What are you seeing as you travel out there, and how are your retailers doing with this economy?
Well, you know, Kemp, obviously people are still hurting, and we need to be there to help our dealers as much as possible. But fortunately for me, I do get to work with my regional managers and my territory managers and get out to visit our dealers out there. But quite recently, I've seen some sort of signs of movement in a good direction, in particularly in New England and in New Jersey. I've had some feedback, and I've also witnessed it, where the store traffic is up slightly, which obviously is building into the whole consumer confidence side of things. And quite recently, back as last week in Atlanta in some stores and in Dalton, in stores as early as sort of 2 o'clock in the afternoon, where 6 months ago you would have seen nobody in the store at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you see sort of 5, 6, 7, even as much as 8 people I've counted in store just shopping and browsing for carpet and flooring products. So, you know, I see that as an indication of consumer confidence and traffic picking up. And we're getting some good feedback from our dealers that it's beginning to trickle in there.
And, you know, some recent research that actually they presented at the CCA meeting a couple weeks ago was that they had polled the consumer. The consumer is very tuned in to value products. Right. And that plays well for Beaulieu, because you guys offer a pretty good value proposition, don't you?
Well, I think so, and I think Beaulieu has positioned itself very well to offer the consumer, you know, great quality at great value. And I think we've really broadened our selection of products over the last 18 months. I mean, we are offering style and design products at a great price. I mean, we have competitive price products out there that have sort of stylish attributes that we would have, say, in our flirtation line at the moment, and we are offering far better value, and yes, the equivalent in style. So I think Beaulieu is positioned to offer her quality, value, great products at great pricing. And then, of course, we have all of those attributes that she, of course, you and I always talk about the design aspect, but what's really important to the female consumer is her indoor environment, and Beaulieu talks a lot about silver lease technology and keeping her home cleaner and fresher, and I think our whole healthy home line is very appealing to the consumer. So not only is she getting a great product at a great price, but she's getting a product that offers a solution to her indoor environment.
Give me an update while we're talking about product. Everybody knows that a couple years ago you launched this Bliss line, which was a whole experience, a retail experience brand. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's probably the most successful, as far as placement's concerned, the most successful collection launch that Beaulieu's ever done. Give us an update about that.
Right. We certainly, as far as placements around the country, we've certainly shipped and placed merchandising systems. It's been very, very successful for us. And I think the dealer has accepted the merchandising systems and the whole shopping experience very, very well. Obviously, we're continuing to develop and grow this and try to support our dealers in every way we can. You know, Surfaces 2 years ago, we launched Bliss. It was a wonderful success. I think the market at that time was hungry and ready for something new and something exciting. And the timing was right to launch this. And it is a shopping experience, as you call it. I mean, it's not just a name. It's all about putting the fun back into shopping for carpet, putting the excitement back in there, and making it simple, you know, making it a one-two-done process, that it doesn't have to be that nightmare, that root canal, that, you know, that dread buying. You know, this is a fashion accessory for the home, and we have to remind ourselves every day that, you know, this isn't just a commodity product. This is a beautiful product for the female's home, and we need to make this an easy process, a simple process for her. So by launching Bliss 2 years ago, we came out with Healthy Home 1, and that was with our silver release technology, which, you know, really, we're the first carpet company to come out with this technology. And, you know, I find, and I'm not sure how many of our dealers find this, and I'm sure your wife sees this too, Kemp, but, you know, so many women today are carrying antibacterial products around in their handbags. You know, we're also conscious of germs. And, you know, even when you go into the grocery store to do your shopping now, you have the opportunity to use one of those Clorox wipes to wipe the shopping cart. And so this is something that's on the foremind of every woman's mind. And for BoYu to be able to put this technology into the fiber of the carpet and to be able to inhibit growth, bacteria, mold, and mildew in the carpet and offer that to a consumer, I mean, that's a big deal to her. And I think dealers are recognizing that. And that's been a very strong seller for us.
Yeah.
And this year we launched Healthy Home 2, and we made it even better because we made it soft polyester with this technology. And we launched Flirtation, which I know you saw at the show, but
right.
It's a fun line, really fun, and it's nylon.
And that's upscale. That's a little higher in the price points, isn't it?
It's a little higher in the price points, but it's still, you know, better value than some other products out there that look similar, you know. And I think it's got attitude, it's got style, it's what she asked for. We did our own research on this, and they're saying the woman of today, you know, she's looking for that zebra print. She's looking for something to throw down in her living room to say, you know, I'm a little bit different. You know, she might be conservative, but she wants to be a little bit on the edge. And Flirtation allows her to be that little bit different, and it's been accepted very, very well for us.
Okay, great. I think I'd be remiss if I don't mention to some of the audience that doesn't know that you keep mentioning about positioning products to females, and you actually know a lot about that because prior to you working in this industry, you actually positioned products on cable shop at home shows, didn't you?
Yeah, my previous life before the carpet industry.
Yeah, now you've entered this man's world, haven't you?
I tell you, but you know, I have four sons, so I live with five men, so I'm in a man's world every day. But I for 17 years actually, I'm aging myself, but not just nationally, but internationally, I manufactured and marketed and sold women's products. I mean, we made health and beauty products. Mm-hmm. So you really get to see how women want to buy. I mean, when you're live on air, it's fascinating how you can drive a sale by how you communicate to that female and how quick she responds or doesn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to learn her trigger points and her hot buttons very fast. And the attention span of a female, you know, guys, it's just as short as yours.
Yeah.
And we tend to forget that.
All right. Well, listen, before we run out of time, there's one other thing that I've heard about that I want to bring our audience up to date on. You know, healthcare is a huge expense for all big companies.
Right.
And I know you guys have a lot of employees, several thousand.
Right.
And recently I heard that you had some kind of a million-mile challenge where you're actually, I guess, motivating your employees to be active. Talk
a
little bit about that.
You know, this is so – I'm glad you mentioned this because, you know, we have to get back to priorities and get back to our health and get back to our families. And healthcare is such a big issue in our country at the moment. And we have almost 6,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we say we have to take responsibility for our own health, and that's true. But it's also good to give encouragement to each other and to get some people started. And what Ralph Bow has done, which, you know, I admire him so greatly for this, but also Bernadette Martin, who heads up our employee development team here, has got behind this Healthy Steps program. And what we have is, our company is going to walk a million miles or more this year. And what Ralph does is every Monday, either at corporate or he moves to Adairsville to commercial or over to various plants and starts the walk at 5 o'clock. And everybody has the opportunity to get out there and walk with him. And we clock our miles, we register our miles, we sign in, we all support each other. And our goal is to walk a million miles within the year, and so far we're up to almost, I believe, 700,000, so we should be pretty close to our goal. And what's great about it is, I know from Ralph's perspective, he receives letters from our employees and our associates about some of them have come off their medication, some people who were ill have lowered their blood pressure, you know, improved their cholesterol levels. I mean, we've had as much as 100-pound weight loss from some people in here. Never mind lowering premium insurance rates here and having the ability to help our company, but we could be saving somebody that's just on the edge of having a heart attack,
right,
and they may not even know it. And it's great to see the CEO out there with every level and get in your workout gear and get out and walk and talk to your colleagues at every level and learn about each other and get healthy together.
All right, great. Well, Patricia, we are about out of time. I appreciate you giving us an update. Sounds like there's a lot of great things going on with BOU of America. Well, we've been talking to Patricia Flavin, who is head of marketing for BOU of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.